This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We said this last year. We came in and everybody said we were going to do. I think last year people owe me last place. But look, I prefer that. Frankly, I'm get concerned that, you know, there may be more expectancy this year. There was no pressure on us last year. Maybe a little pressure this year.
Unbelievable. Mike Adasio, prefer last place expectations. Don't really like the pressure of expectations. Yeah, it's because everybody's looking at you wondering if you're going to do anything to help them. That's why you don't like it.
See, I was so calm. 44 minutes. I hadn't yelled about Mark once after screaming almost 3 hours yesterday about this whole thing. Bob Nightingale joining us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. He's Odyssey's MLB Insider. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Bob, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure, Post Sparky.
All right, so everybody's all fired up about your quote that you decided to use about, you know, him talking about, you know, what his job is as an owner. Is it to, you know, try to win a World Series, or is it to bring families together and passion together in the summertime or whatever it was, saying you should have used, you know, the whole question and the whole answer to the whole thing. So people were all riled up about it. So yesterday I came on the show, Bob, and I said, okay, fine, I got the whole thing. I read the whole answer and said it doesn't matter. As an owner, it doesn't matter. You should always be saying the same thing. Man, it's about winning a World Series. And if at the end of the day, we can't get that done, that's what it's about. Not selling it like I'm going to a church festival.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was trying to, you know, I probably should have put a paragraph in after, but saying that's going to be the Marlins. Remember, the Marlins won the World Series in 97 and 2003, but sunk in between and haven't done anything since. Where the member Atlanta was going to the playoffs every single year,
Bob,
won one World Series.
Bob, as a Brewers fan, I have not seen a Brewers team win a World Series in my life. I'll be 49 in May. Not one time. I will gladly take the Brewers winning a World Series and being horrible for 10 years if I can witness a World Series win.
Well, I think he's saying we don't want to do that. I mean, it's like saying, hey, I don't want to reload or rebuild.
Yep.
You know, for the next 10 years after winning a World Series, we're not going to just go up to the juggler. A little bit like the Padres standing, kind of, you know, it hasn't worked. And, you know, now they're coming back payroll. So, you know, I mean, they have won. They have won, been consistent winner, but obviously, you know, haven't been to a World Series since 82.
He said during that whole thing about he feels outside of the large markets, right? Like outside of L.A. and New York, he thinks once you get past that, then Milwaukee becomes a destination of where guys want to play. Have you ever got that sense?
No, I didn't. I use that quote because, you know, it's fine for him to say that, but I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, oh, I can't wait to play in Milwaukee. They want to play for a team that, you know, consistently wins. And, you know, a lot of times the big markets, you have more opportunity to make more money off the field than everything else. So, no, I mean, it's nice to say your destination, but really your destination when you're consistently, you know, in the World Series year after year. And that's why the Dodgers get everybody they want, because it's a destination.
Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger's. We talk with Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. When you look at this Brewers team and the lack of moves that they did this offseason, where are you at on this division? I saw last night, I think it was last night or the other night, Harold Reynolds was picking the Reds. I'm done buying the Reds. I've heard that story now numerous times. I'm done buying them. And I know a lot of people are buying the Cubs for their offseason. I haven't seen anybody pick the Brewers to this point, even though they won the division by 10 games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, the Brewers are like the Tampa Bay Rays, always exceed expectations. But yeah, I mean, hey, you lost Willie Adames. That's a huge blow. Devin Williams, the All-Star closer, is gone, and didn't replace him on the outside. So I think that's why people aren't picking the Brewers. I think the Cubs are the favorite, and I agree with Harold Reynolds. And I picked the Reds last year, and obviously they flopped. But I think getting Terry Francona now, They did get some reinforcements. I think they might be co-favorites. I think the Reds feel a whole lot better than people think.
I like Francona a lot. I think Francona makes him better, too. I also applaud Francona because they're going to have multiple games on Saturday. Their first, they have a split squad game. One is at home against Cleveland. The other is on the road at Maryvale against the Brewers. And Francona has decided that he is going to be at the game at Maryvale for the Brewers versus being at a home game, because he doesn't want to have his player seeing him hugging at all the Cleveland players, because he wants it made known that he's about the Reds now. I mean, that's really thinking, Bob Nightingale.
It is. I like that. Old school. You know, it's not a fraternity thing. It's like they remember Bob Gibson never talked to anybody at the All-Star game. You know, these guys were my enemies. I didn't want to be buddy-buddy with them and then try to face them. So, no, I know I love that by Francona.
Let's talk about the game you're at right now. You're at that Cubs game. We have the pitch challenge system in place. That'll be in place for some games throughout spring training. Will not be in the big leagues, obviously, this year. And from what I can see on social media, we've already had a pitch challenge. So talk about that.
Yeah, it's a Cody Poteet from the Cubs challenged one and by facing Max Muncy in the first inning. It was called a ball, and it was easily a strike. So they retained their challenge. I know they say in AAA is about 3.9 challenges per game. So we'll see what happens. I know MLB definitely wants to bring it in for next year. It's nothing to do against the umpires. I think it's just for gambling reasons. That way people can gamble on every single pitch.
The other thing about this is I was looking at the numbers. They're right versus wrong about 50% of the time when the challenge goes down. Is that percentage good enough to justify bringing it?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Well, there's certainly going to be some strategy, too. Are you going to let the bottom of your order ever challenge a call. You know, let someone do it unless there's a key situation late in the game. You don't want to waste one in the early innings. So, but I think MLB really wants to have the system in place. I'd be stunned if it's not here in next year for the regular season.
Talk with Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider with USA Today. Follow him on Twitter at @BNightingale. As far as the free agents that are left out there, like Quintana and some of these other guys that are still out there on the market, when do you think we can expect to see some of these guys start being brought into camp? And are they going to be pretty much on one-year prove-it deals at this point?
Yeah, definitely one-year prove-it deals. I think Quintana would make perfect sense for Brewers. You know, even Mark Antanasio talked about, you know, what he did last year for the Mets. So he'd be a nice pickup. Gibson's out there. But, hey, no, I think these guys will both be signed one-year deals. But got to be careful. I mean, last year when these guys signed late, we saw what happened. You know, Blake
Hurt.
Snell
yep.
completely stunk the first half, and Jordan Montgomery was awful for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I think that obviously is a big thing. But again, I mean, after you hear Mark yesterday, it doesn't seem like they're going to spend a dollar.
No, I mean, I think the door's got to be open a little bit for a guy like Quintana. It really does. You know, he said the payroll is $5 million more than a year ago at this time. You know, we'll see. But, you know, they're inside the clubhouse, it's, you know, kind of a running joke. Like, well, Dodgers got this guy, you know, messed at this, and all we did with these small moves. So I would think they'd, you know, like to get some piece in there just to show the players, hey, we're trying to win.
I just think that's such a big deal. That clubhouse was devastating when they traded Josh Hader a couple years ago, and it absolutely killed the second half of their season and cost them from going to the playoffs because it killed player morale. And like you're saying, just a little move like this would help player morale a little bit and show that, yeah, we're still trying to push forward and still trying to push to win a division at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's almost like the trade deadline. You know, if you make a move to help your team, it just picks up everybody's spirits. And exactly like you talked about, Sparky, when the Hader move completely backfired and blew up in their face, they were never the same. You know, even with the even David Stearns, you know, at the end of the year, there he is, you know, backing down from his job.
He is Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider with USA Today. Follow him on Twitter at @BNightingale. He's at the Cubs game today with the pitch challenge system in place, and he's giving you all the details of that all day long at @BNightingale. Bob, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Take care, Sparky.